Sisters and brothers, decisions are being made for us apace under the banner Stop Climate Change. What have states done anything but use whatever's around to bolster themselves and then send out their hired guns to cover their butts? This is the state's raison d'etre. States don't exist for our benefit. Recall what we said during the July 28th show, 2013, that the state exists to keep power out of our hands in order to maximize its. So they lie to us by means of their propaganda mechanisms. This is what states do. And this is one of my big bones to pick with the so-called progressive media. You know, we don't get authentic discussion over them. We need our own media. So all they do is megaphone what the states say. But the real deal is left behind scenes for the statesmen to face the true circumstances of our lives. This is why I was frustrated about not getting to talk about, put up, Wallerstein's Does Capitalism Have a Future? Because while they put over the airwaves pap, like Jeremy Rifkin's new book and the whatever whatevers, there's a whole string of them. You know, we need ongoing I haven't heard anybody bring Wallerstein on and discuss Does Capitalism Have a Future? And have some debate on that. Have us call in and ask our questions, not just once, but ongoing. These are not issues that are just a one-time only deal. These are issues that are determining our future, folks. And we have to want to reclaim it badly enough to make nuisances of ourselves with the existing so-called progressive media and force these discussions over the airwaves or somehow get not a little pirate radio station that's down most of the time and you can't hear it no way. And apparently there's only 25 people who can access the stream. And what, you know, this is not how we get our discussions going. It just isn't. We need discussions in the street, you know, that make it to the water coolers and the cafes and the what's it, wherever we talk with ourselves. We need to start reclaiming, we need to start believing we have the right to determine ourselves and our future. Because the question, what's the future of work, is the wrong question. You know, we don't want to redesign our chains. We want a different future from this one. And that's why Wallerstein's book, Does Capitalism Have a Future, is important, because it's presenting the hard reality that we are in the midst of a major structural shift. And we either let the rulers, quote unquote, keep determining it, or we step up. We have to. We have to. Because we've seen what the rulers do. They but keep us asleep, poison our common earth. And we stay perpetual children like that, or worse.